कुञ्जबिहारी जय राधा माधव कुञ्जबिहारी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुञ्ज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुञ्ज बिहारी गोपी जनवल्लभा जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावन Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Harihara Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha, Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha, Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. O Gopal Govinda Ram Ki Madhusudana, Gopal Govinda Ram Ki Madhusudana, Digi Dadi Gopinatha Dana Moha, Digi Dadi Gopinatha Dana Moha. Harihara Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga,
Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pri Bhajagacharya Shtottara Sata Sri Chava. His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki, His Confounder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki, Prem Se Kaho Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Guru Bhakta Vrinda Ki, Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Srila Prabhupada Loga Ki, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki, Nittai Gaur Premanande, All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Guranga, all glories Shri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam Namaskrityam.
Naram
Chaiva
Narottamam.
Devim Saraswatim Vyasam.
Tato Jayam Udirayet.
Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavatir Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki.
Reading from Canto 1, Chapter 11, Text 21.
Bhagavams Tatra Bandhunam
Pauranam Anuvartinam
Yata Vidhi Upasangamya
Sarvesham Manam Adadhe
Bhagavam Statra Bandhunam
Pauranam Anuvartinam
Yata Vidhi Upasangamya
Sarvesham Manam Adhade
Bhagavam Statra Bandhunam
Pauranam Anuvartinam
Yata Vidhi Upasangamya
Sarvesham Manam Adhade
Bhagavan Satya Bandhunam,
Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Tatra, in that place, Bandhunam, of the friends, Pauranam, of the citizens, Anuvartinam, those who approached him to receive and welcome. Yata Vidhi, as it behooves, Upasangamya, going nearer, Sarvesham, for each and every one, Manam, honor and respect, Adadhe, offered. Translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, approached them and offered due honor and respect to each and every one of the friends, relatives, citizens, and all others who came to receive and welcome Him. Please repeat. Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, approached them and offered due honor and respect to each and every one of the friends, relatives, citizens, and all others who came to receive and welcome him. Purport, the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, is neither impersonal nor an inert object unable to reciprocate the feelings of His devotees. Here the word yata vidhi, or just as it behooves, is significant. He reciprocates just as it behooves with His different types of admirers and devotees. Of course, the pure devotees are of one type only because they have no other subject for service but the Lord. And therefore the Lord also reciprocates with such pure devotees just as it behooves. Namely, He is always attentive to all the matters of His pure devotees. There are others who designate Him as impersonal. And so the Lord also does not take any personal interest. He satisfies everyone in terms of one's development of spiritual consciousness. And a sample of such reciprocation is exhibited here with His different welcomers. Om Tat Sat.
Om Ajnanati Nirandhasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmaye Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Makhyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guruho Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sakitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Bhagavams tatra bandhunam pauranam anuvartinam yata vidhi upasangamya sarvesham manam adade. We heard yesterday how Krishna is being received. How a massive reception is accorded to Krishna when he is returning from Hastinapura to Dwaraka, his own place. And that reception is so gorgeous, so opulent. And Krishna is accepting that reception that is offered to him, and then is reciprocating by respecting and honoring all of them who are involved in that appropriately. Yatha Vidhi, accordingly. So sometimes you may wonder, in a communist setup, why Yatha Vidhi? Why not respect everybody equally? You can see there is a difference, and Prabhupada explains why there is a difference. For an impersonalist who thinks God is nothing, no form, no this thing, nothing, if you think like that, God reciprocates like that. Krishna is no fool that he has to give you all respect and you give him no respect. Right? That you call him, you are a nobody, you have no face, hands, legs, nothing, you have no personality, and you must respect me. Because an impersonal person, how can he respect you? If I'm impersonal, how can I respect you anyway? It's proper for me not to respect you because I'm impersonal for you. And you shouldn't feel bad about not getting respected. Right? But that is not the case. Although impersonalists disrespect God, disrespect devotees, they want the greatest respect. You can see in the outside world. They get up on the podium and speak the worst philosophy. But if you don't respect them, finished. Completely disrespectful of God. So, Yatha Vidhi makes sense. And Krishna is appropriately doing it. And this is Vedic system. First of all, there must be respect for anybody, everybody. Even an ant, Prabhupada said. We respect even an ant. Why? Spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. Mamaivam sa jivaloke jivabhuta sanatanah. So, even an ant, a devotee will respect. He sees an ant, he will not step over. He will get way for it. Like the story of Jadabharat, you can see how Jadabharat transformed into a person who make a separate way for the ants, won't even step over the ants, what to speak on killing the ants. Won't want to cross their path. That's the amount of respect he developed out of devotion for the Lord. Not even an ant, a devotee will disrespect. Why? He knows everybody is a part and parcel of Krishna. This way, developing respect is mainly because the root is everything is connected to Krishna. That's how we develop respect. What is the meaning of respect? What do we actually feel when we respect somebody? Do we feel at all? Or do we mechanically give respect? That's another question. Do we mechanically give respect or we feelingly give respect? Did these citizens of Dwaraka feelingly give respect to Krishna or not? Krishna knows the super soul in their heart. So he is reciprocating with them. Yatha Vidhi. So what do we think or feel when we give respect? When a conditioned soul is asked to give respect, what is working inside? What is the psychology inside? Interesting to know. Many times we give respect because we have to. Because everybody does so. Because everybody does so. But do you really have respect? The question is, you must have respect. Means you must feel this person is respect worthy. I must offer my respect. That is culture. Culture means it comes from inside. Manners means it comes from outside. In modern day, manners means it doesn't matter whether you feel and all that. Just be mannerful. Just say it outside. It really doesn't matter whether you feel it inside or not. Culture means cultured from inside. Amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. This is Lord Chaitanya's instruction. I will respect everybody
seek no respect for myself. This is the inner makeup of a devotee. He will respect everybody because everybody is part and parcel of Krishna. I don't deserve any respect. I am not worthy of any respect by anybody. Amani. Man, it's mentioned here. Sarivesham manam adhade. For everybody, manam, the Lord gave respect. The Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, He is giving respect to everybody. What to speak of you and me? Everybody is being respected by Him. When He sees Yudhishthira, He bows down and touches Yudhishthira's feet. Because Yudhishthira Maharaj is elder to Him. Then He embraces Yudhishthira. When He sees Bhima and Arjuna, He goes and immediately embraces them. They are His peers, same age. When He sees Kunti Devi, He goes and touches feet, her feet. He is showing, Yad Yad Acharati Sreshtha Tat Tat Eve Taro Janah. I am the Supreme Lord. I am showing you how you must behave amongst yourselves. I don't have to do this actually. But still, I am showing you how to do it. And so Krishna is giving respect. He is following the Varnashrama principle, following Vedic culture, because He knows everybody is watching Him. And He is performing and showing. Not because others should do it alone. It's mentioned here by Prabhupada, Krishna really cares for His devotees. He really respects. It goes beyond respect. Goes beyond respect. See. So, what is our inner makeup? When we are taught to respect our elders, when we are taught to respect a person in senior position, when we are taught to respect Guru, when we are taught to respect the founder Acharya, when we are taught to respect the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is our inner makeup? What do we think inside? Because when we culture that, you will develop humility. That is why we are asked to respect. That is the first foundational principle of a cultured human being. Any cultured human being will have respect for another person, another entity. You would not mess with anybody's individuality. He respects that individual personality. Even if he is an ant, he has a position given to him by Krishna in this universe, in this world, and Paramatma is accompanying him. Krishna is directing the wanderings and therefore is respect-worthy. A person is Krishna conscious, he will automatically become respectful to every living entity. When you are not Krishna conscious, when you look at everybody materially, then you cannot respect them really. You will only show respect for your own sense gratification, for your own welfare, you will show as much respect and honor. And that people know. When you genuinely respect a person, you can see he registers it and he offers his blessing to you, especially if he is your senior. It is an unspoken language. It's an unspoken language of culture. That's why when we start respecting and consciously respect, we become purified. That's why namaskar, offering obeisances to a sannyasi, offering obeisances to guru, offering obeisances to our seniors, to the Supreme Personality of God, it purifies us. That's why we do it. And while we are doing it, we might as well do it with the right mood and right feeling. So it will be more intensely purifying. So, this is culture. Why do we disrespect? Why do we disrespect? Same time, respect, but why do we disrespect somebody? On the battlefield,
Krishna told Arjuna, he is not worthy of that type of respect. Karna, no, you can shoot him. He said, not worthy. And he asked Karna to shoot him in. Same way, Sishupala, he didn't find Krishna worthy of respect. He insulted him 99 times. Krishna patiently waited. Great insult, disrespect. Oh, he keeps on going. Until finally Krishna said, enough is enough. I've given you a chance, you had your go, let the program go on. Cut his head off. Disrespectful. Daksha disrespected Lord Shiva. He just called him, you're a crow. Look at his eyes, how it is. Look at him sitting in the graveyard and rubbing his body with ashes. Low class. Publicly spoke about Shiva. And Lord Shiva said nothing. It's very grave. Just got up and left. Everybody knew. Very big mistake has been made. Extremely decent, well-mannered, high-class Vaishnava. He has completely insulted him. This is the beginning of the end for him. Even if Lord Shiva does not do anything to him, he is finished. All learned people there knew that. But he disrespected Lord Shiva. Why? Why do people disrespect others? I want respect, I give no respect to others. But amanina manadena means, I give respect to others, I don't want respect for myself. This is material life. Material life means, give me respect. I don't care whether I give respect to others or not. I want respect. Right from the younger days, the child is like that. Even the small kid is like that. He'll yell. And then the mother will say, okay. The living entity, the conditioned soul, as soon as he is born, he is like that. And the mother caters to it. He will kick, he will make a mess of everything. Give me what I want. Respect me. And if everybody is talking, all the adults are talking, the kid is not getting attention, he'll go and do something inside. Catch everybody's sari, put, yell, scream, catch attention for himself. Very proud. Puffed up. But because he's in a small body, we don't say anything. It's the same spirit soul. When he grows up, he'll, same thing he will show in a different setting. Like Daksha. Must respect me, otherwise I'll finish you. Hiranyakashipu, respect me. This is material life. Material life means I respect nobody, everybody respects me. How will the material life function if everybody thinks like that? A world full of people thinking, you respect me, I won't respect you. Will that not be fight? That's why everybody is fighting. Right? Why did you say that? Why did you immediately get angry? Every small thing. But a devotee, I need no respect. Even if somebody disrespected me, like Lord Shiva, that's okay. Who am I after all? I am a nobody. I am a nobody. I am low class. I am just trying to be a devotee. Lord Shiva just walked off. Very mature in his understanding of Krishna consciousness. He just walked off. He didn't care. He didn't bother. And Daksha brought himself into such a horrible situation by that aparadha. So we disrespect because we want ourselves to be respected. We think by disrespecting somebody, we can give ourselves respect. It's a psychological thing. You find fault with somebody, you disrespect somebody, so that you feel happy. Ah, see, I'm better than you. I am better than you. You are like this. This feeling, this is material life. This is material consciousness. Material consciousness means you think great about yourself. So, that is why respect, giving respect feelingly is important. It will purify yourself
of that tendency to think you are somebody respect worthy, great. Everybody should bow down to you. And everybody should speak your glories. And you want to hear it constantly. So, Krishna also, at the right time, gave punishment. To Sishupala, he beheaded him. To Rukmi, he disrespected him. Like a great person, Rukmi, purposely he fixed his sister's marriage with Sishupala. Because they were all envious of Krishna, one whole gang of people. In the material world, you'll always find this. Even for Krishna, when he came to this material world, it was like that. A gang of people, Jarasandha against him. Sishupala, Damagosh, Sishupala's father, all of them one gang. So purposely, he used his influence, fixed up his beautiful sister Rukmini's wedding with Sishupala. And everybody knows Rukmini is meant for Krishna and this fellow is doing this. In the whole of that state, in the kingdom, everybody knows that. She is a fit lady, such beautiful lady, so talented, everything. Small girl, Rukmini, Prabhupada describes, she's only 12, 13 years old when she's getting married. She's a small girl. 12, 13 years old means how many years old? You know, I mean, which standard will be studying? 7th standard, 6th standard, 7th standard. She getting married to Sishupala. Forced to get married to Sishupala. But her heart is given to Krishna. So she's raving, feeling so bad. And the marriage ceremony already started. And Rukmi is making sure, I'll make sure that then only Krishna will get irritated. Then only Krishna will get irritated. Purposely I'll do this. Envious. And Rukmini wrote her famous 7-verse letter to Krishna. She was also a very bold Kshatriya lady. She sent the Brahmana to Krishna with a letter and told him, "You are a lion. You want to watch this jackal eat me? You must come like a lion and take me and go. I am for you, made for you only." This she wrote, the small girl, Rukmini, wrote a fantastic poem. It's amazing. You know, she wrote this poem and sent the Brahmana. And you know the whole story, I don't want to go through it. The Brahmana came back with Krishna and the Brahmana came and told Rukmini, Krishna already came and she became so happy. She wanted to give something to the Brahmana and she didn't have anything, so she just bowed down to him with great respect and respected that Brahmana for bringing such good news and doing this great service. That particular dynasty of Brahmanas are still there in North India. They were blessed by Rukmini. Rukmini is Lakshmi. So she blessed them. Everything you need, you should get. Those Brahmanas are the most opulent Brahmanas, even today. They are big businessmen. I met them in Kanpur. They are some of the biggest donors and committee members of the temple. They are called Paliwal Brahmanas. They are members of the committee. They introduced them. These are the Brahmanas who carried message to Rukmini. For Rukmini's message, they carried to Krishna. And they got blessed that you will get everything that you need. Rukmini wanted to give everything to that Brahmana and she didn't have anything. It was emergency. She was going and she mentally said, "You blessed." Since then, although Brahmanas are cursed to always remain in poverty, these Paliwal Brahmanas alone are very opulent and wealthy. It's very interesting. I was asking this question, how is it possible? Because Brahmanas have been cursed to remain poverty stricken and all. Anyway, coming to the point, this, all this thing going on, then Krishna comes very coldly inside and takes Rukmini on the chariot and just leaves. And there is a fight and war and Balaram brings his army and he attacks and keeps everybody at bay and then everybody feels insulted and then Rukmi feels most insulted. Shishupala does not know what to do. His wife ran away, so God supposed to be his wife, coolly left in front. And then Rukmi, so insulted, he says that, "I will not come back unless I finish and bring my sister back." And he goes all the way, tries to chase Krishna and starts yelling at him, screaming all sorts of expletives shooting at him and all that. Krishna turns back and finishes him. And then he is almost ready with a sword to kill Rukmini. At that time, Rukmini falls on his feet and holds him. She just now got into the chariot, just now become the wife. She holds and says, please spare him, my brother. So, Krishna insults Rukmini, disrespects Rukmini by shaving off one side of his mustache, one side of his head, leaving a patches of hair on his ear and all that. And then chick, 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 he keeps shaving him like this, ties him up and treats him disrespectfully. That is as good as death for a Kshatriya. This lady will be satisfied if I don't take her life. But as a Kshatriya, I know how to kill you. He disrespected. That time Balaram came and he chastised Krishna. Why are you doing this to him? It's not proper, because he knew Rukmini has to be satisfied. And Krishna also knows Balaram is doing this to satisfy Rukmini. Because she's a small girl and she's coming away, running away with Krishna. And this is happening. How can she take all these things? So Balaram knew that what to do at that situation. He said, you should not do this. You cannot disrespect a person like this. It's not the way to do it. Release him. And all that he told, and Krishna heard his elder brother and released him. And so Rukmini was very pleased, very happy. One side she got the life back, other side Balaram came and supported and didn't, you know, get disrespected. In this way, even Krishna, he openly disrespected Rukmini, Sishupala. Sometimes we need to disrespect sometimes some people to show the world this fellow is not respect worthy, his conduct is not like that. But we don't do that all the time to everybody. Then people will know that it is out of your false ego and your desire to be respected more than anybody else. Right? In this way, we know that Krishna, by his example, is showing that we should respect, a culture of respect should be there in society. We respect even children. We respect animals, we respect our elders, we respect our persons who are subordinate to us also, but in a different way. We may embrace them, that is recognizing and giving them respect. You may touch the feet of somebody elder to you, that is a way of giving respect. How to respect somebody subordinate to you? In a different way. He feels recognized, respected, and enthused. So there is a way of conveying a respect. That is called a culture of respect. And that culture of respect, like I was saying, is from inside. It has to come from inside. It should not be just a lip service. It should not be just an external, you know, perfumery. It is not just a makeup on the outside. Thank you very much. Very nice, very wonderful. The world is full of these type of people. There's external respect. Very wonderful. You are so great. Yes, they speak very fast. So many things they speak. And they glorify somebody. Because without feeling, it's very fast to do things. If you're doing it feelingly, you cannot do it. You can just recite the poetry which you mugged up and then glorify. Oh, you are like that. They say, you are Supreme Lord Himself. You are, anything they will say. The politicians, you can see them telling. They will glorify, use words so copiously for glorifying their fellow politician. No shame at all. And when they are glorifying, everybody knows. This does not mean it at all. It doesn't mean it at all. Srila Prabhupada, when he went to America, he elicited people's respect for himself because he was so concerned about them and he respected them as they are. Shabby, unclean, bad habits, nonsense, drugs, addictions, illicit sex. Still, Prabhupada, he gave them
the individual respect that every person deserves. That is why they came to him. Because the rest of the society were giving all sorts of problems. Cops were looking, all these youngsters were taking and checking them up, beating them up, doing all sorts of things. But here is an elderly man from India, a monk. You feel very attracted to him, endearing. You know, just reading the Prabhupada sitting, waiting to do a program in a big hall. It's called the Tagore Square Gardens, and Prabhupada is giving a... Prabhupada is sitting in the... He's been invited to speak in this Tagore Square in New York. And somebody is organizing it, some ladies from the committee speaking, and Prabhupada is alone, sitting there with the shawl in one of the seats in the front. He's the speaker actually. It's advertised, Bhaktivedanta Swami. He's sitting with the audience in the front. Nobody knows, everybody's waiting for the Swamiji to come. But he is, Hare Krishna, he's sitting and chanting. So there's one Muslim who comes there. His name is some Harun Daud. He's sitting there and he's giving. I came there and I saw this, some strange looking person with a shawl around him, pink shawl around him, sitting, because you cannot see him fully. And he was muttering something to himself. He was muttering something to himself. And then I looked at him, and then he looked at me, and as soon as he looked at me, he broke into a smile and said, "Where are you from?" And I said, "I am from here, New York." "You're not Indian?" he asked. Prabhupada asking, "You're not Indian?" "No, I'm from America." "Yeah." And then Prabhupada goes back to his chanting. And then Prabhupada tells him, "Can you do me a favor? Can you do me a favor?" He says, "Yeah. Can I?" "Yes. What shall I do?" He's sitting like that next. He said, "Can you look after my books?" Then he looks back, it's a big trunk full of books. And then immediately that lady comes on stage and says, "Now we are going to request the speaker for today, Bhaktivedanta Swami, to speak." So he gets up, "Just look after my books." Then he comes, "No, you are the speaker. You are the speaker." And some strange man is telling, "Look after my books." Then he's feeling, "Hey, Prabhupada, oh, this person is trusting me so much. He's saying, look after my books." So Prabhupada gets on top of the stage and starts speaking in his animated way about Krishna, about without God there is no civilization, and everything he speaks. And this man listens to everything and he looks after the books also. And he is completely aghast. He's the person who is the main speaker and it is his books. So he is looking after. And then he gets down. Then he comes and says, "Can you do one more favor for me?" Prabhupada asking, total stranger, Muslim. He asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Harun Daud." And Prabhupada, you know, "Okay," he said. And then he's giving him his books. And then he said, "Can you do one more favor for him?" After lecturing and coming back, so he says, "Yeah, sure, I'll do." Because he has heard Prabhupada. "Yeah, sure." He said, "Can you be in charge of the books, and people that come to take the books, you can sell them and collect the money and put in this box." Put in the, how much he trusts this person, no? "Can you put in this box? Because I've announced that anybody wants my books, they can take. Because I'll be busy talking to them." So he sits and preaches groups of people, and people come to him and they look at all the exhibits of books and they buy books. He takes the money, $16 for 3 volumes, Prabhupada is selling. He told in the lecture, "I charge $16 for 3 of these volumes, all these things you can read in this." I think first canto, second canto, something, third canto maybe. 3 volumes of his first Bhagavatam printing. Prabhupada is selling books, then only he can maintain himself every day. He used to make money to live. So he is, that man is writing, "I don't know who this person is." Then he asked me, "What's your name? Are you Indian, American?" And the next moment I know I am serving him. Such an opportunity he got. He's recollecting later. I think he became a devotee and all that. And Prabhupada goes and tells him, "Sell the books for me and collect the money. Put it in this box." Then after everybody is gone, Prabhupada comes and counts the money in the box and puts it and says, "Thank you very much." And then he tells him, "Can you help me pack?" And then he packs and he carries the books to Prabhupada and takes it with him so that he can go to his room. In that instance, that person feels highly respected. He feels, he's trusting me. And this holy man, trust me, immediately his feeling of esteem goes so high and he goes to meet Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. See, by respecting these people, Prabhupada attracted them. Whole society is rejecting you. Hippies, useless guys, good for nothing fellows, just smoking, drinking, hanging around. This is where Prabhupada preached, started his Krishna consciousness movement. Your respect. It's very difficult to do it. Of course, Prabhupada is a very great personality. He was having that equal vision. And we may not always be able to do that. In society, when we are moving around, we have to make distinctions to live in the material world. As a devotee, we may not make distinctions, but to survive in the material world, we have to sometimes make distinctions, but at the same time, we can be respectful. Like Prabhupada was staying in that Dr. Mishra's place sometimes, and Dr. Mishra, because Prabhupada disagreed with the philosophy, he took him and put him in some another place and didn't allow Prabhupada to talk in his sessions. How difficult it will be for a preacher like Prabhupada, not allowed to speak, but he has to sit and listen to Dr. Mishra's impersonal philosophy. So Prabhupada will be in the yoga studio, sitting there and chanting, and he will speak. And Prabhupada will keep quietly chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, without making much sound. And then when he gets a chance to lead Kirtan, the Mishra will only allow him to do Kirtan. Prabhupada's preaching was only Kirtan allowed, so he would do Kirtan with that crowd. And sometimes he would get a chance to talk, immediately he gets a chance, he will say he's speaking wrong. Immediately, no respect for Dr. Mishra's philosophy, but great respect for Dr. Mishra. He would immediately disagree and say he's speaking nonsense. This is what impersonal philosophy, this is not Vedic philosophy, he'll immediately say it in there. So therefore, Mishra will not allow him to speak. Then he and Mishra will sit and argue in Hindi. If you read the Leelamrita, you can see this. They will sit and argue like nothing and shout at each other. But again, they will become friends and they respect each other. This is culture. I may differ from you, but it doesn't mean that I disrespect you. And you don't have to disrespect me and badmouth me and speak all over the world about me. That's not culture. You can be respectful and differ in an opinion. And Prabhupada and Dr. Mishra, both cultured. Prabhupada would go regularly there, sometimes cook there and give everybody prasadam, including Dr. Mishra. And Dr. Mishra will say, I love what he cooks. I love his kirtan. But I don't agree with what he says. But good friends. So learning to be respectful and not lose out on association is an important dynamic that devotees have to learn. And most people, what they do is, they just completely reject. I can't deal with this. So I reject it completely, I stay separately. And I only deal with people whom I can deal with. Who respect me, I respect them. Homogeneous society around you, everybody like you. But a devotee should learn to live in a heterogeneous group. Some people will not agree with you. Some people will agree with you plus respect you. Some people will not respect you plus agree with you. It's all permutations and combinations. He has to live with it if he's a preacher. In Prabhupada's life, you can see that. He still continued to respect everybody. Even the meat eaters, Yavanas, Mlechas, people who attacked him, his god brothers, everybody. Very respectful. This is Vaishnava. This is a Vaishnava. He doesn't really have any stake in the matter. After all, who am I? I am just a servant of Krishna. And Krishna has given me an opportunity to do this seva. I don't deserve it, but I am getting an opportunity to do it. In this way, a Vaishnava is very mature in his understanding. And that is what Krishna is showing here when he is giving respect to each and every one of the friends, relatives and citizens. Sarvesham manam adhati. Manam, respect. You see. At the same time, abhiman, great feeling of self-respect.
All these things are a good dynamic. Prabhupada was feeling very low and didn't seek respect, but at the same time he did not allow anybody to mess around with him. He is meek, mild, and not seeking respect for himself doesn't mean he was foolish and naive. Mr. Nair thought he was like that. He can mess around with Prabhupada in Bombay. Prabhupada turned around and finished him. Don't mess with my organization, with my devotees, and harm them in any way. He just turned around and gave him complete tricky thing he did on him. Same way, like I mentioned, Dr. Mishra was like this. So, one can be meek and mild, not seeking respect. This does not mean he is foolish. Devotees are not fools. When you mess around too much with them, they'll turn around and show their fangs. Watch out, don't come too close. Stay where you are. So, meek and mild and humble doesn't mean that you're foolish and I can attack you and get some rasa out of it. All these things are simultaneously practiced. So in a devotee's life, this thing means a lot. How I will give respect to others. How I will not be eager to seek respect. And how I will remain a servant in my service, humbly rendering service. I have to balance these three things. Nicely balance it. Sometimes we lose balance. We can do one, not do the other. How to give respect to others, I don't know about all that. I'm just bothered about being humble. But actually, you cannot be fully humble unless you learn to give respect to others. But when you give respect to others, if you don't feelingly give respect to others, you will not be humble. And if you disrespect yourself, you cannot give respect to others. If your humility takes you to such an extent that you completely disrespect yourself, then how can you be genuinely humble? Some people go to the extent of, you know, being angry with themselves for what they are. Self-abuse. That's what I'm talking of, balance. Go to the extent, chah, what a fellow I am. Chah, I am like this. Commit suicide. Cut my nose. Do something to me. Then only I learn lesson. It abuse yourself. That's again imbalance in your character. Something wrong psychologically. So devotees have a good balance on all these things. They have respect for themselves because they are part and parcel of Krishna. I am a servant of Krishna. I am not just anybody. So he has a certain self-esteem. But at the same time, he is not desiring that he be respected materially in the world. Who do you think I am? I am servant of Krishna, you know. Pay obeisance to me. We don't go around preaching like that. Internally, we know. Externally, if you didn't respect me in public, it doesn't matter, I come and do my duty. Whatever I have to do. You don't respect, the world is like that. I don't want any respect. I just want an opportunity to speak about Krishna. I preach, serve Krishna and teach you how to do that. If I'm able to get that, that itself is great respect on behalf of Krishna. I'm happy with that. So even if disrespected, a devotee will continue to do his service in the society. Right? Will continue to do his service. So these are some things that we can learn. Because Krishna himself is showing respect. And he is teaching us how to do it. If Krishna will do it, then we must do it. We must do it. Learning how to be respectful, learning how to become respect-worthy, and how to remain humble, that is the balance and dynamic that we should learn by seeing experienced devotees do it. Om Tat Sat, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Any question or comments that you have?
Bhagavatam is non-fiction, and the speaker of Bhagavatam is not fiction. third is to pray for Krishna. We also have the deities. The deity is also wonderful to Krishna's mind. The deity is manifestation of Krishna. So during the course of the Bhagavad Gita, the author goes to the opens, it's wonderful to offer graces to the deity. One may not be able to do it from the heart, it may not be an intense of the deity. And at the same time, there is also the possibility of the Bhagavad Gita
the Bhagavadam and the hearing of the Bhagavadam should be given priority. Because at this point of time, this is important. Yes, you can just give a light, respectful obeisance. Many times we do that. And then, when you see your Guru Maharaj suddenly in the airport, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, you throw the staircase, everything and lie in the middle of the airport and disturb so many people. You don't have to. Maybe you'll find a time and a place and you correct time, you offer your respects. According to the time, place, situation, and you can do. Similarly, we already offered our respects to the deities, Darshanarati, everything. Now, we are hearing about Krishna. Very important for us. So we are hearing about Krishna. So if the DD closes, sometimes the speaker stops and he himself pays obeisances, respect. Sometimes the pujari is very careful. When the speaker stops, he opens or closes accordingly. In this way they manage it so that it's not disturbing. So don't have to become very mental about it. It's okay. Certain things we should not think too much. We should take a decision and go ahead. What is important during the Bhagavadam class? Darshan is over. Bhagavadam is important. I want to hear it. So you hear. Nothing wrong. That's also Krishna. Same deity is also hearing the class. In fact, the deity is also hearing the class. Yes. Any other question or comment? ओम तत्सत श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की नित्याय गौर प्रेमानंदे।